Yeah, absolutely. I must say I'm really blown away by what I've seen here today in No Barriers. Really grateful to Senator Nikki Bradley for asking me to come, because what's happening here is working. It's working so well. You had a social enterprise with a vision of empowering people with disabilities and people seeking rehabilitation, developing tailor-made programs around people for their physical and mental health. And we absolutely can and will partner with them.
It's massively important to listen to people with disabilities, and it's what they need and not what people think they need.
I think that's so right. I mean, listening to people's lived experiences, it's one of the reasons I wanted to appoint Nikki Bradley to the Shannon, because I think it's all too easy for people to tell other people how they want to live their lives. It's much more important that we listen to people with that lived experience, listen to them directly, listen to their families, and design services around them. And that's exactly what No Barriers has done. And you know, I've been reading notes and about how great this place is, but to be honest, until you actually walk in the door and see it and see the hope that it gives people and the empowerment and the dignity, it's making a real difference. So I'm so delighted to be here. Can I also just say, when it comes to Bloom, which I believe is a cafe here in Letterkenny that I look forward to visiting sometime, to see the work they're doing with people here around an inclusive menu, I just think this is a brilliant idea. The idea that you can pick up a menu, and if you can read the menu or want to read the menu, great. And if you don't want to read the menu or can't read the menu, that there's actually pictures of what's on offer on the menu. That is going to make a transformational difference. And I've spoken to a young woman called Lily here today who's been involved in designing this. And again, another place where maybe the rest of the country can learn from Letterkenny too.